Okay. What do you call a little one just over the door?
A stoop.
Okay, fine. What would you call one that was big and had columns on it?
Porch.
Okay, fine. What would you call one that ran around the front and the side of the house?
Well, they used to call them just L-shaped porches, and I heard them call just porches that extend around the house, maybe even on three sides.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term veranda?
Oh, yes.
For an old Southern.
But see, I'm not that old.
Okay.
Yes, I have, and I always associate them with, just a real old antebellum home, and things like that.
Right. That's good. Okay. If someone is open, if the door is open and you don't want it that way, you would tell someone to?
Shut the door.
All right, fine. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboarding.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. All right, we're going to go over the principal parts of the verb drive. If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
drove.
Okay, drove the nail. If a nail ripped your stocking, you took a hammer and did what to the nail? If a nail ripped your stocking, was sticking out, you took a hammer and did what to the nail?
Well, you'd drive it in.
Okay, fine. Every day I take my car and what into town?
I'll drive.
Drive into town. Okay, fine. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
Roof.
Okay, fine. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
The gutters.
Okay, gutters. Fine. Cool. Point up to the roof and say, I'm supposed to do this. You have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?
An eave.
Fine. What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
Okay, what if it was storing tools?
A tool shed.
Okay, fine. What do you call outdoor toilets?
I've never called them anything, just outdoor bathroom.
Okay, anything in joking?
Johnny.
The Johnny. Anything else?
A little outhouse.
Outhouse. Okay, fine. That's good. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, and fill in this blank. Well, something, something troubles too.
Oh, I have troubles too.
Okay, fine. Okay, we're going to go over the principal parts of the verb here. Okay, did you hear that noise? And you would say to me, yes, I
heard.
All right. I'm not afraid, though, because I
hear.
Okay, or I have.
Oh, I have heard
it many times before. Okay, fine. If I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I've
heard of him.
Okay, fine. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't.
Fine. Then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again you answer, no.